On December 24, 1968, the astronauts of Apollo 8 were making their fourth orbit around the moon when they saw something that no other human being had seen before. As they began their rotation, the spacecraft windows caught the edge of the moon just as planet Earth appeared on the horizon. And for the first time in human history, they had a chance to see our world from God's perspective. The photographs they returned were spectacular. They were printed in Life magazine and widely circulated over the years. But what I found so interesting about the Earthrise photograph is that it reminded me just how powerful and awesome the God we worship really is. He is the God who created this world. He separated the night from the day, parted the Red Sea, and saved Noah from the flood. In the book of Job, we get a chance to hear God ask, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it?" Isn't that a great image of a God who can measure the earth's foundation? But at the same time, he's a loving father who knows each of us individually. The psalmist writes, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." The same God who separated the water from the land also cared enough to design every part of you. He knows the hairs on your head, the way your laugh sounds, and your deepest dreams and goals. And he's the same God who calls each of us individually by name, drawing us through our Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. The next time you look up to the moon, think about the astronauts of Apollo 8 racing through the stars. Remember, God created that universe, but he also created you, and he loves you very much. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.
And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.